On Tuesday, the IOC executive board dropped wrestling. The banishment of one of the oldest Olympic sports prompted sharp reactions from Turkey, Iran, Russia, and the U.S. Here to discuss what this move means for the sport and for the Olympics is the Boston Globe's John Powers. John, why did the IOC move to drop wrestling from the 2020 Games and beyond?
It is an absolute mystery. Everyone thought that modern pentathlon, which was Baron de Coubertin's favorite thing, would be the one in jeopardy, basically. It's a 19th century concept. No one saw wrestling being endangered. I mean, it only goes back 2,500 years. I think what happened was they didn't have a friend at the table and didn't seem endangered, so they did no lobbying. I think the major thing was Juan Antonio Samaranch, the sequel, his son, is a vice president of the Modern Pentathlon Federation, and he's on the executive board. And also, because it's a five-sport thing, modern pentathlon involving shooting, fencing, rowing, etc., they had five other friends in there. But still, it is baffling. And this is a sport that 71 countries participated in London, and 29 won medals, everything from Algeria to Vietnam. So it's baffling. But, you know, again, no more baffling than giving the Winter Games to Sochi on the shores of the Black Sea.
You mentioned that not having wrestling, not having a friend at the table, but when the entire IOC meets, presumably there will be friends at the table. Any chance they'll reverse that decision when they meet in May?
That is possible. Basically, what's going to happen in May is the executive board will meet to choose one of the wannabe sports, maybe wushu or wakeboarding or squash. Wrestling will also be in that group. But the final decision will be made when the IOC meets in Buenos Aires to basically pick the host of the 2020 Games. And they can vote up or down. They don't have to be ruled by what the executive board says. And I think that wrestling certainly has enough global friends to do enough lobbying before then. That may well change. But as of now, I wouldn't count on it coming back.
It was an unexpected move, but was it in any way a wise move for the Olympics to do away with one of the oldest, most emblematic sports, even as it prepares to include golf in 2016?
No, as a matter of fact, I think the only reason you can think of is they're trying to get the games a bit smaller. Of course, were they to do that, why are you adding rugby seven aside to the games of 2016? And there are a lot of people. There are more than 300 wrestlers at the games. But everyone thought that if it weren't modern pentathlon, it would be a sport like taekwondo, possibly field hockey. But literally, I mean, the core sports of the ancient Olympics were running and wrestling. And by virtually every measure that the IOC uses, wrestling should be there. It may not be as telegenic as some of the other sports, but goodness knows it's more telegenic than modern pentathlon is.
What country or countries were most hurt by this move?
Russia. Russia won 11 medals in London out of its 80-plus. That was a huge blow for them. Iran, even Japan, for example, which is also a fairly good wrestling country. Usually in the old days, anything that would have affected the old Soviet Union would not have been touched. So maybe you can get some personal lobbying for Mr. Putin.
Do we now see the rise of golf academies in Iran, Russia, Turkey, places like that?
Well, you know, it was interesting. After seven-a-side rugby in golf was added to 2016, people thought it was a great blow for Fiji because of Fiji Singh and they have wonderful ruggers.
John Powers wrestles with all things Olympic for the Boston Globe. He's been our Olympic go-to guy since 1994. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.
Wrestling is one of the oldest sports in Olympic history. Do you agree with the IOC's decision to drop it? Take our poll and share your comments at facebook.com/onlyagameradio. And while you're there, like us to get great sports stories and pictures all week long. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.